America Weekend.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport. The thrill of victory.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for another edition of Sports in Focus. Here is Adam Walsky.
Never let it be said that I don't admit when I'm wrong. Back in the fall, I predicted that Alex Rodriguez would have very little or nothing left when he came to spring training with the Yankees after sitting out a full season on a PED suspension. I said that the Yankees would cut him a check for the $62 million they owe him over the next 3 years and send him on his way. So far, A-Rod has been very good at the plate, acting primarily as the Yanks' designated hitter. Two questions come to mind. First, will he be able to sustain it as he approaches his 40th birthday in July? Being a DH most of the time, rarely playing the field, will help. Now, second, given his history, you have to wonder if he's doing it clean. I know some of you are asking, hey, aren't they testing him? Sure, but for every test, there's a way to beat or fool that test. The old cliche is true. Baseball is a marathon and not a sprint. Time always tells. With Sports in Focus, I'm Adam Walsky. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Adam. What is your favorite web browser? Really? That one? Well, do you know it says a lot about you? By now, most people are aware that almost everything they say and do on the internet, whether it's browsing Reddit late at night or commenting on a friend's Facebook post, is monetized in some way, shape, or form. Not only are behaviors and habits scrutinized, but so are the platforms you use to actually get on the internet. That includes hardware, like your iPhone or Surface tablet, and software, whether it be your phone's default browser or preferred program like Chrome or Firefox. And when it comes to your browser, big business can generally get a pretty good idea of who you are just by knowing which program you're using. Data collected by Civic Science, a market insight and research firm, has all but confirmed that fact. Americans polled indicated that Google Chrome was their favorite browser with 37%, eclipsing Microsoft's Internet Explorer at 29% and Firefox at 21%. Safari was the only other browser with significant market share at 10%. While these insights show what respondents prefer, the makeup of individual users who gravitate towards one browser over another is largely generational. Specifically, yet unsurprisingly, millennials are more likely to be Chrome users than older people who like Internet Explorer. And if you're a Chrome user, the data shows that you're more likely to own and browse on a tablet computer and live in the city than users of other browsers. Safari is also big with millennials, although it makes up considerably less of the overall user sphere than Chrome. This makes sense considering it's the default browser for Apple products, which millennials gravitate toward. Firefox has a heavy user base between the ages of 35 and 54. By dissecting the user and demographic information for the major web browsers, Civic Science has been able to paint a picture of who people are simply by using it usage data. Jennifer Sikora, Vice President of Marketing for Civic Science, says that tech companies like Google, Microsoft, and Apple will find this information incredibly useful when planning for updates or future product offerings on the web. Data may only tell what percentage of people are using a particular browser, but it doesn't tell them how much about who these people really are. Now, companies can take the two sets of data, one being their web analytics, the other these user profiles, and get a better picture of who their audience and customers are. One other big factor that Civic Science found in their research was the prevalence and relative importance of what they call market mavens, which are individuals who are generally on top of the latest trends, are early adopters of new technologies, and are very vocal about their experiences. For example, we all know someone who camps out in front of the Apple store for that latest gadget. I can never figure that out. And then proceeds to talk your ear off for the next 2 weeks about it. That person would be a market maven. What we're trying to help our clients understand is that for market mavens, for their particular type of product, they need a better area of focus than just targeting a generic demographic group. This relates to browsers in that a good experience with plenty of early adopters can lead to new competitors successfully entering the market. Look at the rise of Chrome, for example. It was introduced by Google in 2008, well after its main competition, and has since become the world's second biggest browser by market share, and of course, the most popular by Civic Science's measures. I use Firefox, and you know why I use Firefox? Because a studio that I work at all the time, you have to use Firefox to be able to access certain things on the internet and whatever, and it's just what they make you use there. Wow. Isn't it amazing how there is someone in some big virtual building in a cloud somewhere that knows everything you do and is creating a profile for you because of every website you've ever visited? Yes, those websites too. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you will be sent certain ads. Ever get an email from someone trying to sell you something pretty interesting or offer something very interesting from someone who seems very interesting? It's because you went to a website that was pretty interesting. Browse and beware. Coming up next, America's Business with Ted David. Ted's talking about frequent flyer miles. And then millennials. They are leaving the churches in droves. We'll talk about it and try to figure out why. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Ever heard of imitating neurons? Well, you have a bundle tucked away in that brain of yours, and they can be used to your advantage. Here's the science of it. Reported in Discover Magazine, watching a movie where the actors lock lips, your brain's imitating neurons fire just as if you were one of the actors. Mirror neurons inside your brain imitate what they see. Watching a violent video game? Well, it's more than a game. Your brain fires exactly as if the killing is real.
I want to be like you.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Imitating neurons allow us to connect with others. Want to change your life? Then change what you watch or read. Imitate what you aspire to be, and you just might achieve it. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He played 22 years with the Harlem Globetrotters, appearing in over 6,000 games in 97 different countries. In 2002, he represented the team at its induction into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Guys like Goose Tatum and DeMarcus Haynes and even Metalog, they sort of paved the way for us, for the players coming in the future.
So where is Curly Neal now? Curly retired from playing in 1985, but still makes appearances all over the country. In 2008, Curly became just the fifth Globetrotter to have his number retired, joining greats like Wilt Chamberlain. Today, he's recognized by a whole new generation of fans thanks to the team's cartoons, which air regularly on the Boomerang Network.
Hey!
What? Curly Neal, still entertaining the kids. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.